Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome to Angel Antics. You are here with Eileen Powers and my beautiful, beautiful co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. I love you. Are you out there?
Hello, Eileen. Hello. It's been a while. I love you, too. Beautiful to be here. I had a little something going on last week, and I missed you, and I'm sorry, and I missed all the callers. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I just wanted to say, I have to say this. Now, Ginger's been around me, and tomorrow, believe it or not, is a year that she left her earthly life. And she wanted me to just let everyone know, because you had two little beautiful fur babies as well that have, gone home recently. And she wanted everyone to know that, God created angels as spirit. They can't be seen by humans when they're in their natural spirit form, so sometimes they take on other forms. And I truly believe that our fur babies, Eileen, they are earth angels to us, And Ginger was with me over a decade, and we just, we were learning all of this stuff together. And it was just beautiful. And she spread so much unconditional love that it was unbelievable. But she wanted, to honor you tonight, to honor, her being on Earth, and to honor everyone, that has fur babies on Earth and those that are, have crossed. And she wanted me to share a quote from St. Francis of Assisi, who, of course, as we know, is the patron saint of animals. Remember that when you leave this Earth, you can take nothing of what you have received, but only what you have given, a full heart, enriched by honest service, love, sacrifice, and courage. She also wants to ask each of you listening to please love one another and to live in complete love. We must love one another and see in each of us the beauty of our souls. Love heals all wounds and all pain. Love heals everything. Love, in fact, is all there is. And for me, it was an honor and a privilege to share my life in love with Ginger. And my furry baby girl, was one of my dearest friends, but she continues to be one of my dearest friends. And on a daily basis, she reminds me of the definition of unconditional love. So she wanted me to share that little quote from St. Francis and to let everyone know that, that true love never dies. Okay? And when I was getting sad and everything, when she had passed, she said, "Mom, you realize, this is supposed to be a big celebration of my life, and that's the way I want you to honor me. I know that you're sad," but she wanted me to, to share her story with others to help them as well. So she hopes to help, you guys listening that are mourning, maybe the loss of a loved one or maybe a pet, and her wish is to spread love to each of you, letting you know that, your loved ones are still there. You might not be able to connect with them as you did before, but they're still with you. And that's what Ginger asked me to share for tonight, Eileen.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, I know just
Thank
how
you
feel. Because I lost my fur baby of 14 years old, fur baby, last Wednesday.
Yes.
And
yes,
I have been feeling him around ever since. And I lost my other fur baby 3 months ago, Nevaeh. And I didn't really
Nevaeh.
Feel her.
And
around.
What is Nevaeh, though, Eileen? If you spell it backwards, what does it spell?
It spells heaven.
Heaven, right?
Yep.
Yes,
and
does.
You know what's
How
funny?
Beautiful.
When she first passed, I didn't really experience her energy around me as much. But I think it's because she was still hanging out with Cowboy. And since Cowboy has passed, I have been feeling both of their energies around me. So who knows what's going to come in with them and what messages they'll be bringing me. But I'll be looking for fur babies. So, but I do
feel
both
of
them around me.
I was getting that Nevaeh has been hanging out with your mom quite a bit.
Nevaeh?
And she really loves your mother's personality and your mother's wisdom. So I've seen Nevaeh with your mom hanging out. Now, Cowboy, Ginger immediately met up with Cowboy, and she and Joan Rivers took him for a beautiful convertible ride, and they stopped, and they picked up Jan Drake Bakke's dog as well, Gypsy, And they went out, you know, they went out and they had a party. So it was really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. But Nevaeh
well,
is sort of,
I'm
like,
talking,
she's sort of
I
more reserved.
The what?
I said Nevaeh was a little bit more reserved than Ginger and the gang. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen her hanging out with your mom, and they laugh at all of us, you know. But Cowboy was up for a good time, you know, and he just, you know, he went for that ride with Ginger and the gang, and they've been doing crazy things ever since, having a ball.
Right. Well,
so
Jan also went in and visited with the dogs, and she actually sees a German Shepherd hanging out with them. And the only thing I can think of is when Nevaeh was little, she had a household fur baby partner that was a German Shepherd. His name is Parker. And I'm thinking she must be hanging out. Parker must be. They got a whole little pack of animals hanging out together.
Yeah.
And we're all family
definitely.
Friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So who
That's
knows
really
what will
beautiful.
Come through with all of them? Yep. Who knows what will come
you
through
what,
with all
I,
of them?
You know what? I never know. You never know. We never who's going to come through. The veil seems to be getting thinner. And I'm up for anything. So I'm going to go with the flow, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
But with that being said, are you ready to take a couple callers?
I am. You know who I'm hoping comes in, because he's been hanging out with me a lot lately, is Archangel Michael. So let's see if he comes in a lot today and what he may have to tell our listeners, because I'm here to deliver your messages to you from your angels. So here we go.
Okay. We're going to bring on the first caller, and our first caller is Miranda. Hello, Miranda.
Hey, DC. Hi, Eileen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda.
You're
so
well.
Do you have any questions tonight?
So, yeah, I mean, I'd love a general reading, whatever important messages are to be conveyed to me.
All right. Let's see what we've got. Wow. First thing I've got for you is you really have a lot of great interpersonal strength. But part of the problem with that is you kind of feel that others should have that same inner strength that you do. And that sometimes for you creates kind of harsh judgments towards others. And you laugh because it's true, right?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, I understand everybody's different. So, I expect more from those people that I'm close with. So that's the difference.
Okay, well, what you've got to do is just give them forgiveness and give them compassion. And sometimes the forgiveness is for oneself by saying, I forgive myself for expecting so much from other people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then give them compassion and love that you realize they're doing their best.
Right.
And nothing more, nothing less. And so just realize that everyone's level of anything and everything is always different than our own. That's why we're individual.
Of course.
So,
we're all on our own journey.
Mm-hmm. Right. I do see, though, that some exciting news is going to be coming your way. It's actually in the form of some type of new endeavor, new adventure. It's going to feel very exciting, and you're going to have to be very ingenious as you work through it. It's going to have to do with some business. It's going to ask you to stretch your wings beyond what you're really used to. But don't underestimate yourself, because this goes back to the very first thing I told you. That you have great inner strength, and it'll be time for you to use it. It's not about time to judge others for what they can or cannot do. It is only stretching your own wings, flying, and don't underestimate yourself. Know that this is going to give you a lot of independence and a lot of creativity, and it's going to create you're an asset, and it's going to create assets in your own life. I can see where it might even have to do with children and maybe even angels, working with angels and having to do with children, because it has to do with you wanting to bring them the best. the very best, the best that you can dream of for someone else. That's the compassion that you're really wanting to give, and you really don't want to compromise. It's just who you are. It causes you stress to have to compromise when you really, really want those desires. So all I can say is, you know, pray to your guardian angels and your guides. Archangel Ariel is there to give you that inner strength, to work with you on your inner strength. And I also see the angel Daniel, who's going to assist in relationships, because working with the children is going to be about relationships. And he is assisting you right now in many of your relationships, including, you know, he's actually the angel of marriage. And so that's why he works well with relationships with one another, especially within it. And that's the reading I have for you today. I hope it makes sense to you.
I think it does. Yes, I think it does.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Well, DC has more for you. So, DC, what do you have?
I do. Miranda, I have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's letting you know that you are protected. And all you have to do is call out his name. He's saying, my beloved one, just call upon me. No, you need only think of my name, and I'm by your side in an instant. You are protected always, without delay, without condition. And no one asked, I go before thee, cleansing, releasing, all that is not of love and light. Know that these things to be truth, for truth lights the way, casting out shadows and darkness. My beloved, you are always protected. And with that being said, I'm getting the word acceptance around you, Miranda, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At this time, you're just asked to accept yourself and your life as it is before you're able to move forward and heal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time that you're asked to finally heal your life by accepting your journey for all that it is and, in fact, all that it is not. And even if you think that, like, you know, things did not turn out the way that you had planned or the way that you had needed, right now is the moment that you're asked at this time to please put your hand on your heart, Miranda, and say aloud, I love you, Miranda. I accept you, Miranda, and I honor you. Okay? Can you do that with me? I love you.
Sure. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
If you'll do it with me, say it out loud. I love you.
I love you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
And let that, you know, let that just permeate through every fiber of your being and let it move throughout your body. I see that beautiful energy, life force, just moving, oh my goodness, from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your toes. And with that being said, just hold that, you know, and move forward with acceptance and gratitude. And this is a time, like I said, for you, a time of healing as you're accepting and, you know, you're expressing your gratitude. Okay? We have Archangel Raziel coming forward, Miranda, and he's saying, Miranda, you can manifest the life that you are wanting. And whatever you need, it's going to magically appear. Okay? I'm getting the word success around you, and please do not underestimate yourself. And Archangel Raziel, he's our wizard angel. He's right by your side, and with him, anything is possible. So I'm getting you might need some people to come in and help you. They'll be there. You may even find out that there's a windfall of abundance that appears magically out of nowhere. So just know at this time, anything is possible, okay? There's going to be creative solutions. You have to stay focused, and just, you know, when the angels give you that little nudge, just listen. And you're going to see how you move forward. I don't know if you meditate, but I'm getting that, you know, meditation is really going to help as well as getting more sleep. Okay, I feel like there's a little bit of stress around you. Okay, so I'm getting let it go. Okay, just let it go. And, you know, just walk, take a walk in nature and let everything go. Are you getting enough sleep? Because I don't feel you're getting enough sleep.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've been having, but this is an ongoing issue for me. For years now, I don't get like a nice, good rest. I don't feel refreshed in the morning. Yeah.
Right, and because it's not a peaceful sleep, and there's the stress is behind it. You really have to, you know, try to find methods to really de-stress. Okay, and we have Archangel Jophiel coming forward, and she's going to help you to release whatever it is that you're holding, you know, holding on to. And she's saying, right. you know, Miranda, this is a time that you need to detox. And I'm getting detoxifying your thoughts is going to be the first thing that I'm getting. There's worry that you're having, and it's unnecessary, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So allow Archangel Jophiel to come in, help you to release any feelings of helplessness or fear that you are creating. And, you know, this is like holding you back. It's sort of like, you know, you're in this little, I see you like in this little pen, okay? But the good news mm-hmm. is that, you know, you're the one that created this, so therefore you can uncreate it, okay?
Right,
and you can
right.
free yourself with the help of God and the angels. So negative thinking is going to, you know, keep you from moving forward in the direction of your heart's
right.
desires. And all you have
right.
to do is allow Archangel Jophiel to come in and keep your thoughts flowing in a more positive direction. And she's saying,
oh, yes.
Miranda, allow your spiritual wings to carry you away to the life of your dreams. She's there, and
right.
she wants to help you, like I said, to have a little bit more self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to detox those thoughts, and really to get rid of the unnecessary worry. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. No, I've been doing a lot of healing and thinking positive, and it was actually just like since yesterday, just a slip where I felt a little down just because of circumstances, silly things. And I know.
Okay.
I
what is it about child you've been thinking about, Miranda? I'm getting like this something about childhood I'm hearing, and that you wish that maybe it had been a little bit different. Are you, you know, are you thinking about when you were younger?
Actually, what got me down was an issue with my child. Maybe that's what you're picking up. But yeah, my childhood wasn't the greatest.
Okay. Okay.
There was neglect. There was neglect there. I think I've forgiven my
parents.
If
there's any kind of parental issues, whoever, like the caretaker parents, please allow the angels to come in and help you with that. And you can
right.
just say, I forgive. And it doesn't mean that you, you know, accept anything that happened. It just
right.
means
right.
that, you know what, I'm not carrying this any longer. I don't
I'm
have to.
This.
The angels
yeah,
are
exactly.
by your side. They're opening yeah. up this beautiful golden box. They're saying, Miranda, whatever it is that's mm-hmm. bothering you, whatever, you know, that you're holding on to, please place it in the box and allow
mm-hmm.
the angels to take it to heaven and give it to God.
Yeah.
And it's no longer yours, okay? And God has the
yeah.
perfect solution waiting for you. So if you're willing to do that, Miranda, just, you know, take those cares and worries,
yeah.
put them in the box, allow this to be healed, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good. Do you have to, do
and
you
it,
have
you
time
really
for...
feel better, okay? And I'm getting that you're a very talented person, and you get a lot of your talent from your grandparents.
Uh-huh. Okay. Probably more my mother. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm being shown. Like, they're showing me talents, and... Now, is your mother here or is she on the other side? I'm seeing this beautiful rainbow.
She's still here. Both my parents are here.
Okay, well, there's somebody on the other side. I'm seeing, like, I don't know. I don't think this would be a grandmother. I'm thinking this would be like a close friend that you had on the other side because she's standing, like, really close to you. And I'm getting, do you see things, like, out of the corner of your eye? Because I'm getting that maybe you're, like, looking, thinking, what was that, you know? And I feel like it's your friend, and she's standing and she's watching over you.
I don't have any friend that has passed. But, yes, I've often had that feeling, like, from the corner, but I look and nothing's there. But that was, like...
I see a woman, and I she's saying friend. I do see a woman. She's saying friend. So I don't know. Maybe it could be an acquaintance, but I'm saying friend. And she's saying, you see me out of the corner of your eye.
I don't know who that could be, to be honest.
So that's
yeah.
telling me, okay? And she's just saying, you know what? This is a time for you to celebrate. Is there, in fact, maybe, like, a special occasion coming up? Because when I hear the word celebrate, there's usually something, like, close by, you know, and I see her getting ready for this celebration.
Oh, yeah, there are
so
a couple
don't know
of things.
Special birthday?
I'm hoping regarding a relationship, there's, yeah.
Okay.
There's an issue. There's some obstacles in the way that is preventing us from being together. So.
Okay. Well, she's saying, Miranda, let it go. Okay,
mm-hmm.
she's saying just let it go. Everything is the way it should be right now. You worry mm-hmm. too much, okay? So she's just asking
yeah.
you to please release the negativity to the angels. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I have for you. I hope that made sense.
It does, it does. Do you have time for a specific question or do you need to move on?
Well, you know what, we do have a couple other callers
then
that
then
are waiting
fine.
On hold.
We'll, no, not a
okay,
problem.
I could put you back out. back, and if I have time, I'll bring you back on, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. Thank you both for
okay,
this,
thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love and light, hon. Okay, are you ready for another caller, Eileen?
Of course, of course. I'm excited for another caller.
Here we go. Hello, Kayla. This is DC. You're live with Angel Antics. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Eileen.
Hi, guys.
Kayla,
I'm new
hi.
To that.
Just think of us as one of your dear friends. There's nothing to be worried about. This is it's a beautiful experience, and we're here to help.
Yeah, I know. I'm in desperate need of some, so.
Well, you've come to the right place, right, Eileen?
Yes, you certainly have. Do you have a specific question for us tonight, or do you just want to set the intention in your heart, and we'll let you know what your angels are telling you about it?
I like the intention setting. That's a good one.
All right, I'm going to do that. I actually like that better because then I give you a reading and I have no idea what it's about. And you, you
right.
know, it's your message and it's pure, it's clean, it's right on. So that's my favorite. So away we go. What I'm finding out is that you're actually very protected from all types of harm right now. And you just need, you're being told to just relax and know that you are safe. The worst is actually behind you, and that the outcome in the future is really going to be successful. It's good. You're going to end up being, you're going to be happy about the outcome that comes out. It's like the sun rising. It's been the dark of the night and the coldest before the dawn. But have confidence that the sun is rising on this situation. And Archangel Uriel is there to support that rise of the sun and is there to also help with communication. I'm hearing that this has a lot to do with communication. So just have the confidence in yourself I don't know if I want to say hold your ground. I'm getting more of hold your ground rather than, you know, it's not about speaking your mind, I guess. I believe it's more about that you've made come to a decision of where your boundaries are. And you set those. And so it's about holding that ground and saying, I'm sorry, but if that's who you are and that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I no longer can I allow that in my life, so then you're not going to be in my life because that's where my boundaries are. And I don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept anything in your life that doesn't sit well with you. If it's not comfortable for you, you know, don't make somebody else push their boundaries. They might have really bad morals in some ways, and that's going to push your boundaries on your comfort zone, okay? In other ways, they just might be people that make bad decisions, and they always want you to trust them. And it's like, wait a minute, I've seen the decisions you make. I don't think so. I get to make the decisions for my life because guess what? So far, I can trust myself. And I know I'm going to make good decisions for myself, or at least the best ones that I can see in front of me. I can't see it real far away. So it's hard to make decisions for your future. Most things are short term, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year. You know, some people are good at that long distance making decisions, but you know, you can only see so far, and then you have to trust. It's like a set of headlights going across the United States at night. They only see 200 yards in front of you. But rest assured, you know, in your hopes, there's still going to be a little road after that as you traverse along. Even though you can't see it, know that it's there. Know that there is a journey there and a path there, even though you can't see it yet. So the other thing I have for you, too, is
there might be some new career opportunities coming for you too. And it
you're the
might
second
have to
person to tell me that.
Really? Well, yeah. What I also want to tell you about that opportunity is if it comes with contracts or legal papers, or even if it doesn't come with legal, that might be the bigger problem, is if it doesn't come with legal papers and they just kind of make a verbal agreement, you tell them, I would like that in writing. Could you just email that to me?
Okay.
Because an email document is still a legal document. If they send it from their email address in good earnest of what they're stating, you know, that this is their job offer, contract offer, but I'm just here and get it in writing. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to you're going to be opening up. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but you're opening up to your own gifts of spirituality.
Yeah.
And there is there is these new psychic and spiritual experiences are going to change the way you view the world and yourself. You must allow your spiritual gifts to open. So continue your studying, continue your prayers. Find time for meditation, even if it's only a one-minute breathing meditation a day. It is still dedicating time to self for wholeness and oneness. And so know that you are going to, as you follow through, and you may have already been doing it, because before I really realized all of my spiritual stuff, I was a spiritual teacher. And didn't wasn't even aware of it. But are you too are a spiritual teacher, and you've been kind of counseling and working with others in that way. But now that your spiritual, you know, your psychic and spiritual experiences and awareness is opening further and further, you're going to really come more and more into that ability to coach others, life coaching, that type of thing. And what's going to happen is you're going to help them with their spiritual awakening and their spiritual gifts. It is actually your divine life mission to do that. So I have a suggestion for you, because I really know you're going through this right now. I can hear it in my heart. Take a journal and every day journal your experiences. Because right now, yes, you are the student, and you're learning, you're opening, you're receiving, you're learning to feel the energy. It's you've got to experience the energy to feel it. And so as you do that, you're going to open up more and more. But journal, so that when it's time for you to become the teacher, then you have your resources of the journey you went through to use as your tools to help others journey. And that's the message I have for you. You beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You are bright, shining light. You are opening up, and you are going to do all these wonderful things. And so take the time to enjoy the journey along with the experiences. All right? I love
Thank you so much, Eileen. I love you too.
You're very welcome. Blessings, and I look forward to working with you in these paths and these realms. We do get into circles with these people and our friends. So please make sure you meet DC and I on Facebook and join our circle of friends.
I am already friends with DC. I follow everything she writes, and I met her in a spiritual group, actually.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple more things that I'd like to love. And Kayla, the first thing I'm getting is, you know, the angels are around you, and they're just bringing you positive news that there are really important changes coming your way. It might get, like, a little bit intense, okay? But once, you know, this intensity, you know, really comes to a head, things are going to flow a little bit more easily for you, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, you've been intuitively feeling, you know, a lot of this, okay? So this is basically me saying, you know, Kayla, this is just a validation. Watch out for synchronicities as well, because there are a lot of synchronicities that are taking place around you at this time, okay? And with the synchronicities also come doors of opportunity. Okay, so try to, you know, be really, you know, aware of the synchronicities and recognize them as a sign that the universe is bringing you messages to say, hey, Kayla, pay attention, you know. So just try to open your mind, open your heart, and get ready for the signs that are being sent to you. Okay? With that being said, I'm getting the letter F around you, and usually that's a person, and most of the times it's a first name. Sometimes it's a last name. So just write the letter F down if, in fact, it doesn't mean anything to you presently. Okay? I'm getting this is the time to move forward, and you've got so much to be grateful for. I'm getting financial successes coming your way. Okay? And it's just going to be amazing for you. You're not going to be worried, you know, as you are about, you know, money. There's going to be success around you. And I'm being shown that, you know, family to you means a lot. It's a great blessing in your life, whether it's your birth family or your chosen family. Yes, these bonds are very strong, and I just see them getting stronger and stronger. So the angels are saying, please do something maybe like exciting with these people that you really hold close to your heart. Take the time, you know, and let them know that you care about them, and maybe try to do something new with them. And this is going to help to really get you guys a little bit closer. Okay, because sometimes the people that we consider our family, like you said, whether they're blood family or they're families of choice, they can be our best friends, okay? And the angels are saying, Kayla, just enjoy their company. Go out and try something new or just, you know, have fun just being with them. Okay, but I wanted to ask you in regard to health, what is your body trying to tell you? Okay, because I'm getting your body is saying, Kayla, you're not listening. It's trying to give you all these messages. It's trying to send you signals. Okay, so please take the time and sit and ask your body, you know, what is it that you want to tell me? Okay? And, you know, if it feels like warm and fuzzy, well, that's good. But if you get like a twinge here or something that doesn't feel right, it's your body saying, you know, Kayla, can you please take better care of me? Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're eating good. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
I know
and
exactly
what
you're picking up.
Okay, and in regard to, like, work and career and different things like that, the angels are saying be very careful and evaluate every option in front of you. So give yourself a little time so that you really do have the time to make those good decisions, okay? And if, in fact, something seems to be a little bit too good to be true, well, then it probably is, okay? So make sure that you know who you trust before you make any decisions that really could, you know, affect you long term. Okay, so the angels are saying that's really, really important. Take that time, and it'll be well worth it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the angels are saying, you know, you're a person that if there are any, like, weaknesses that you have, you compensate very well for them, okay? And that's what they're showing me. So you really, you know, you're really good with things like that, yeah. And I'm getting the angels are saying, Kayla, they've been saying your name. I see the angels. They're, like, all around you. They're saying, we're here. We're right next to you. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and they're saying, you have to know, beloved child, that you are worthy of love. So they're saying, please, you know, please open, you know, your arms wide right now and receive the angels' love. They so love you, and they're standing all around you, Kayla. Okay?
I can hear them laughing.
I'm getting, And I'm getting that, you know, I'm getting the word love around you. I don't know if it's going to be that you're going to love someone or there's going to be a new project that you fall in love with, but this is going to be something that really sets your heart on fire, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting you might be invited, like, to some social kind of events. Please go. And as well, there might be some, like, new insights coming your way, okay? But everything's going to happen, like, really suddenly, and it's going to happen way. It's sort of like I see like all these balls, you're throwing all of these balls up in the air and you're saying, oh my gosh, like DC, I have one, I have two, I have three, I have four. How many more can I hold? But this it might be a little bit overwhelming, but this is going to be good because you're going to finally see everything that you've been hoping for moving in a positive direction. Okay? So try to stay
a little bit
grounded. Okay? Try to stay organized. And like I said, be ready for that new information that comes your way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and don't get overwhelmed.
That's a lot.
Please don't get overwhelmed. I have a grandmother coming in. a grandmother. I have a younger woman, and I have like a younger man, and they're just sending you love, and they want you to be true to yourself. They're just saying, you know what, your intuition is spot on. Trust your gut. Okay, and please don't worry about anything. You are one of the most amazing people we know. Okay, so
aww.
You have an entourage and family, and you have God and the angels. They're all there to help you to make those decisions, okay? And they want you to trust that little voice within. And they're just, you know, they're so happy to be here with you, hon. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
It does. I just wanted to put in, my mother's name was Eileen, and she passed away when she was 33. And she actually passed away on July 30th. And then my daughter passed away in 2014.
Oh my gosh,
and she passed away August 2nd.
Okay. And what is
within a day, and within 2 days of each other, even though it was different years.
Yeah, we actually buried my mother August 2nd. So, it's a really tough time for me, but.
Yes.
Oh, God bless
you.
I'm seeing all these pink flowers. Is there any significance? They look like a pinky purple little flower. There's like tons of them around you right now as you were talking.
Pink and purple flowers?
They look like a mixed pink and purple. They're those tiny little delicate flowers. I don't know what they are, but I'm seeing them like all around when you talked of your mother and then your daughter. Then I started to see all these little flowers. So I don't know if, you know, like if planted flowers or there's some significance with flowers, but I see these like, they're sort of like pink, but they have like a tinge of purple to them, but they're like a pink, tiny, delicate, beautiful little flower, and they're like all around you as you started to speak of your daughter.
I think it's fairy energy, and it's probably represented, your daughter. Yeah, it's probably your daughter. And she's just showing herself in that magic. Kind of like a magical energy. Yeah, a magical energy.
And that came up with flowers, yep. And then I heard, like, soft music in the background. But the music was around your mother. It wasn't around your daughter. So I'm
when you hear laughing, I think that's really cool. I think that's cool you hear laughing. I hear singing sometimes.
Yeah.
From the
I hear the music, singing, laughing, talking. Yeah. But the music is around your mom. Is there some kind of special music that maybe that would make you think of her, maybe? Like different songs or something?
There's a song that I've been trying to figure out for years now that's actually really soft, and it talks about heaven, and it was one of her favorite songs, and it has yet been brought
to so that would make
of
sense.
What that song is.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
They are around you. Hey, and your mother is coming in, and she wants you to write a new story about your life, okay? And fill it with all, you know, like all beautiful things, your success, abundance, okay? And she's saying that you don't give yourself the credit that you truly deserve, okay? And she's saying, you know, if you really listen, you're going to hear all of us. We're cheering you on. They love you so much, hon, and they're sending you so much love and support, and they're there for you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So they're there to help you to succeed, hon. But be true to yourself, okay? They want you to, you know, don't try to please others. Do what you feel like you need to do, okay? And they support you 100%.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for this. I needed it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're so
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you. God bless
all right,
you, Colin.
Like I said, find me on Facebook. All right. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye.
All right.
Light
thank
love,
you.
Kayla.
Namaste.
God bless. Namaste, hon. That
namaste.
Was beautiful. Oh, we have another caller here. Let's see. Hello, area code 219. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Rose. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi, welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Hi.
Do you have a
question for us?
Nope, just want to hear any messages, please.
All right, perfect. Let's see what we've got.
the first thing I have is that you're actually a very, very strong person. And you do listen to your intuition, but you don't always have patience. And so really, you sometimes, because you don't have patience, you have a tendency to act a little bit too fast. And then you have to revise your plans because you kind of jumped in feet first instead of really step back and allowing things to play themselves out before you step in. You jump in, and it kind of ends up sometimes being poor timing. So you need to watch that about yourself. Because when events occur too fast, you can find yourself in a position where you really have to step back and review your options. So I'm seeing that that's kind of a lot of what you do and kind of the directions most things in your life have gone. And, you know, timing just hasn't been well. So from now on, I want you to step back, say a little prayer, take a deep breath, review the situation before you just act, because you do act too fast. And this is a really good time for you to do this because you are at the end of a cycle right now. And like I said, call upon your angels, and they'll comfort and guide you to your next steps. You're going to move into a phase where you're much happier because happiness is waiting for you to come through this on the other side. It's actually a way. You have some emotions that need healing in this situation, and as you heal those emotions, it is going to open you up to loving yourself more, and allowing that forgiveness to get you through to the other side. You have held quite a bit of unforgiveness in your heart, and it's time to let go of that. It will make you bitter, and it will make you sad. And forgiveness is about forgiving ourselves. We can't control others. If others make mistakes, you know, it's not okay to be mad at them the rest of their lives, because that might be one of the lessons in their life journey. And then we're judging, and it's not our place to judge, because we got our own journey and our own mistakes to make, and we do make them. Everyone does. And so, you know, it's really for you, it's about allowing yourself to forgive others, forgive yourself, and to step away from, to release any anger and unforgiveness that you've had in your heart is really the whole point. But right now it's just time to be gentle. You just really ask your angels to comfort you. It's not time yet to open the door. It's not time yet to actually move forward. Like I said, you're in at the end of a phase and a cycle in your life, and you need to allow that to come to an end. And doing that through asking the angels for help, meditation, allow things to close. It's a statement that I've made for a long time, and that is, you know, people jump from relationship to another. I see it with, you know, a lot of young girls, one of my adopted daughters, and in order to really move into a new relationship, including one with yourself, you will need to complete the relationship you're in and close the doors before you open up the others, because you don't want to drag any baggage from what you've been doing, who you've been, and how you've been with others, when you want to open a new door and tell a new story about your life. In fact, DC said that to the last caller, is start telling a new story. And that's one of the ways of opening new doors for yourself, is you don't tell anybody your old stories. You just open up and you start telling new stories about your life, because that's who you are now. And as you're becoming it, as you tell the stories, you become it more and more. And that's part of the law of attraction. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that's really clear for you, and that it resonates with you.
It does resonate.
All right.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
If you need
yes,
more clarity.
Yes, and Rose, this is Stacey. I do have a little bit more to add to that, okay?
I know.
The angels are just letting you know, Rose.
Stacey, hang on. Let me tell her. If you need more clarity from my reading or DC's reading, as she gives it, you can go back in the archives just like anybody else can. It'll be up in a couple hours. You can go back into the archives, and you can re-listen to the show and listen to your messages again. All right, DC.
Oh, thank you.
I interrupt you, but I just have to let everybody know.
Okay. Well, what I have for you, Rose, is that the angels are letting you know, hon, that you're safe and you're protected, okay? And what I'm getting is expect beautiful things to come your way. I'm getting there's going to be rewards because you've worked hard and you're so grateful for all of your blessings. And what I'm seeing is you have this amazing connection, Rose, with the angels and the spiritual realms, and your intuition is just becoming stronger, and it's getting stronger, and it's going to offer you the guidance and assistance that you need, okay? I'm getting, we have a goddess coming in with you, and that's Abundanacia. And Rose, open your arms wide right now to receive the abundance that you truly deserve, okay? You've been asking for help, and that's beautiful. That is a sign of strength, and it's not a sign of weakness. And, Rose, the angels want you to know that you are very, very powerful, okay? And Abundanacia is the goddess that's with you, and she's here to support you during this time. And she's saying, Rose, we've heard your prayers, and you deserve to receive, okay? You've been worried, and what I'm getting, I see this beautiful cornucopia of prosperity, and it's coming your way right now. So be prepared for maybe gifts to come your way. There may be windfalls. There may be visions, ideas. But there's going to be a lot of guidance, and it's going to help you to have the clear direction that you need to take the action steps to go forward. And she's saying, Rose, with me by your side, we are unstoppable, okay? So please, Rose, be open to receiving all that you truly deserve. I'm getting it could be actually a windfall of money, okay? And just know the angels are saying, Rose, you have nothing to worry about, okay? Visualize and affirm the abundance that you truly deserve, okay? And just know that it could come in, you know, many forms. It could come in a form of money. It could be some, you know, something like time, support, ideas, okay? And I have another angel coming forward and she's saying, Rose, you are the light bearer. Okay, you bring light into people's lives by sharing your experiences, your beliefs, your knowledge. And don't worry if people don't agree with everything that you believe in, you know. You really, truly can change their lives by simply mentioning your angels. Okay, so God is known as the light. And, of course, angels are beings of light. And the more that we share the light, the less darkness there is and the less fear they're going to be, Rose. Please start sharing your story with others, okay?
Okay.
And I'm seeing a beautiful rainbow. It was like a rainy, really like gray day, and all of a sudden the sun is shining and there's this beautiful rainbow, and this is for you, Rose, okay? So I'm seeing that you've got to be able to step into your power and you've got to make, you know, those choices that you've been wanting to make, okay? And the angels are saying, Rose, be bold, be ambitious, you know, make that choice and do not let indecision keep you from going forward. Right choice is not going to come from your mind, Rose. You've got to follow your heart, okay? So just, you know, look long-term at what you're wanting, and the angels are going to have, you know, have your back there. They're standing, like, right next to you, and they're going to give you the courage that you need, Rose. And your future looks truly bright, hon. It looks really, really beautiful.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome, honey. We love you, Rose. Thank you for calling us, and please call us again. God bless you, hon.
Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. Okay,
yeah.
We have another caller here. Okay. 559, area code, you're live with Angel Antics. And, Eileen, we're down to the last 10 minutes. So we've got to pick up the momentum here.
All right.
Okay. Hi, I'm Evelyn.
Hi, what's your
name? Hi, Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn.
Yeah.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just want to know what the angels say that what's in store for me for my love life this year. what's in store for Evelyn.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Did you hear anything?
I just want to know what the angels had to say regarding my love life this year.
All right.
Okay.
Well, what I have for you is Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is saying that you really have done a job well done. You should have great joy about the commitments that you've been making in the past. You've done a great job. You've been doing really well in your life. And you know, the world has really been rotating pretty well for you. But be very content with what you have so far. And be very grateful for it. Because in that said, there's that is part of your path of enlightenment, is being content and happy with what you have, because it represents to others the peace of life and the acceptance of the grandeur that each and everything in our lives is. You do need to have a little bit more self-discipline about yourself in order to really ride the chariot. I mean, the world is yours, but in order to ride that chariot forward, you really do need to have a little more discipline with yourself. If you do that, you can really have your own desired outcome. Because you've been trying to really create some things, and they are very near in your future. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know that you've been doing a really good job, and be content with that. Know that everything is in due time and in divine timing. But your achievements are important, and you are achieving them. But you need a little bit more of that self-discipline. As you do that, it's going to come to you. Things are coming. Don't be too frivolous, though. You know, be careful about money. You know, walk with caution right now, because it's about making good business decisions. It's not about having everything now. It's about making good business decisions and knowing that you know, don't get in too deep too fast, because the overwhelm will stop your imagination and you won't be creating as well as you have been. So watch that. But I do see really a desired outcome, but have the patience and faith. And don't try to force things to happen. Be allowing. Allow things to happen. So I also want you to look towards Archangel Gabriel, because you have a very important life purpose that has to do with communicating and that has to do with the arts. So don't, you know, just ask her for help and practice on communication skills, which 90% of communication skills are listening skills. Okay. Remember this statement. This is a wonderful statement. Listen to hear what the person has to say. Do not listen to respond. And 90% of people listen to another conversation just so they can make a response, so that they can maybe one-up them. You know, oh, well, you did that. Well, I did this. And so we listen to someone's story so that we can respond to it, or that we can give them advice to it, rather than say, oh, I'm hearing you. That must have been painful for you. And communicating rather than responding. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you. It does.
Yes. With that said, you've had some decisions lately. So when you communicate, instead of being responsive about that situation, ask more questions. Maybe you don't have enough information. And so ask those questions about how they felt. Well, how did this happen? And do it gently and lovingly. And that's your message for tonight. Do you see?
Thank you.
Yes.
So much.
Evelyn, in the area of love, I'm getting, you know, you've been going to the same old places and everything, and the angels are saying, they sort of see you as being in a rut. They're asking you to do something completely different, and you're going to meet new people. Okay? And they're saying you can't find, like, the right if you're hanging out with the wrong people. Okay? I'm also getting, you know, you are going to have that connection with someone, but this month, like, is almost over. This is a time right now, like, you've got to focus on yourself first. And I'm getting that it's going to be a love that you're desiring. I see, like, a divine love, okay? It goes beyond the physical. It's going to be a beautiful relationship. It's going to bring you happiness, and it's going to be filled with unconditional love, okay? So this is a good time to get out of that rut, do something different, go somewhere, you know, that you wouldn't probably normally go, and you're going to see that people are going to be naturally attracted to you, okay?
Awesome.
So you're going to suddenly feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm really open now to love. You know, I'm willing to take a chance. I'm going to be vulnerable, and you're going to see how there's going to be such magic around you, and you're going to find yourself receiving more and more love. So be open to it, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate
just
this.
Please,
so
like
good.
I said, work on you first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I will definitely do.
Make sure you're loving you first, because you have the relationship with you, and that's the most important one that you'll ever have. So love yourself first. Buy yourself a beautiful candle. Buy yourself those beautiful roses. Go out, have a manicure, a pedicure. Start fresh and do something different. And you're going to see how your energy changes up, okay? This beautiful, very positive, loving energy is coming your way, okay? So you've got to think positively, and you've got to get out there and you've got to meet new people. Stay calm, okay? And just, you know, be honest with yourself about what exactly you're looking for, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
I hope that helped, and I hope that answered your question. God bless you. Take care, Evelyn. And let things happen naturally. The angels are saying, it's so easy. Go with the flow, and don't be putting so much pressure on yourself, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Evelyn. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, Evelyn.
Okay, I'm trying to look here, Eileen. Wait one moment, please. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to see if, I don't know if we picked up this call. I'm going to have to see. Hi, area code 219. Is this Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, Rose,
it
I'm
is.
Sorry about that, honey. I'm going to put you back on the call. Thank you, love. Okay, let's see. You know what? The switchboard, the numbers keep, like, jumping, Eileen. I don't know what's going on here. Let me try this
too.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
Sometimes
area
keep
code.
The switch.
Okay. Code 216. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes. Hello. Hello. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome. And do you have a question for us?
Okay. Is there a certain theme, or can I? I can ask any question.
You can ask a question. If you don't want to ask the question and you have an intention, you can set that intention in your heart, and we will give you what the angels want you to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if I'm going through a particularly cleansing process, but it just seems like people are just irritating me, meaning that you know, they're being sarcastic, nasty, you know, verbally, you know, invading my space, you know, and I've been quite a few years been dealing with particularly males being harassing me and, you know, sexually harassing me and being abusive. But anyway, just these past like week or so or more, it's just, I've just really just had to, I don't know if this is a cleansing process or what. And anyway, I'm just doing my best to stay grounded and focused and keeping myself open because I'm still, you know.
Okay, well, we've only got a few minutes, so let me give you what I've got.
Okay.
And so what I'm getting is that you've really had a lot of inspirations lately. And you see a lot of truth in a lot of situations, and it's very challenging for you because you're actually opening up into a new beginning in your own life.
Okay.
But have faith and hope that because of that, there's going to be a lot of positivity and newness that comes out of it, And, you know, some of it, we do go through a phase that, you know, it's really hard to be intolerant of people. And they just, you know, they just get on your nerves or whatever.
And that's
part of our own personal growth process, because guess what? It actually really isn't as much about them as it is about you. It's not about how they feel about the situation. They're not even aware that it bothered whatever their character is. They're not really aware that it bothers you. So it's you. It's about you that bothers it. So, you know, with that said, you have to realize that it's something in you that you're seeing in them that bothers you. So it's self-analysis. You have to do the self-analysis to see what emotion their stupidity or their ignorance or their attitude, whatever it is, and see why does it bring up these certain emotions in you. It's, you know, so you kind of have to self-analyze that.
Okay.
But as you do that, you are actually are going to come to a point of being very content. And this is just kind of like a project that you have to complete. Sometimes you might even have to speak your mind. But, you know, try to do it as gently as you can. Like I said, you really are moving on to a new beginning in your own life. And wow. And you're kind of on a high right now because you're taking a step up in your own life. And
good.
You need to just keep charging ahead for yourself. And don't concern yourself with others. This is your journey, your path.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they're there. This may be your challenge. Maybe this is one of your lessons in life. So look at it as, what am I here to learn about this? Rather than, they are just annoying the flipping craziness out of me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
okay. So see what it is that you're supposed to face. It's about you facing something different. And that's the message I have for you. DC, do you have anything for her real quick?
I do. Really fast. I'm getting this has to do with karma. You've got to resolve this karma, and you've got to allow healing to come in, okay? And it has to do with issues from the past, okay? So the situation that you're finding yourself in presently does have a connection from a past life. You've got to start noticing the patterns that keep coming up. They're going to come up, and they're going to come up, and they're going to come up once and again until you recognize them. And the more you acknowledge the pattern, the more you're going to be able to heal. And to move forward, you've got to choose a new solution, you know, for this pattern, okay? And you've got to realize, you know, try to see karma. It's not negative. It's not positive. It just is. And we're here to overcome the obstacles, and we're here to learn a lesson that's going to promote growth as well as spiritual development. This is an opportunity for healing and understanding, okay? So try to live in the present moment. Forgive those people that are driving you crazy. Forgive the situations from the past. This is going to help to resolve the conflict, and you're going to really notice those patterns and cycles in your life, and you're going to finally, once and for all, be able to heal them. And it's really essential at this time to really express your truth, okay?
Okay, other than forgiving, how else do I, you know, resolve and release and move fast?
Whomever is, like, making you crazy, just say, I forgive you, you know, and give it to God, give it to the angels, and then, you know, it's not yours to carry anymore. Okay? And just have faith in the situation by having open and honest communication. You're going to find there's going to be a resolution to the situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need more clarity, ask the angels to come in. They'll help you with that. Okay? But we've got we've got to be open to others' like views, you know, their points of views, even if it causes arguments. Let the emotions flow out. Don't try to block what you're feeling. And this is going to help as well. Okay? And before you say something, sit there, take a nice deep breath, and then think about it for a second, and that's going to help you to say, you know, words that are going to be more beneficial, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting. You just, you know, got to realize this is karma, and once we, you know, find out, like, what it is, once and for all it can be healed, hon, and that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
with
thank you.
Since you're not, let me tell her. You know, you asked DC, what can I do when I'm in that situation? And so here I have something that was given to me. I didn't create it, but it is. Is before you speak, like she said, DC said, take a breath, think about it for a minute. And this is what you say to yourself, this mantra, and you say it to yourself. So if you write it down real quick after the show, do so. And that is, I forgive myself for feeling the way I do about blank. And you fill in the situation.
Okay.
Because like I said, it is about you and how you're feeling. They might not even be aware of what's going on. But so just forgive yourself for having these feelings, anger, rolling your eyes, whatever it is, you know, that I just don't believe this idea. You know, we get that. And just say, you know, just forgive yourself for having that feeling. And then as DC said, take that deep breath. And then if you need, you know, then at that point, think your words clearly through on that breath and go for it.
All right.
And that's
thank
that's,
you.
And you know what, Eileen, that was
you.
Beautiful. And you know what, I have one more little thing, though. I'm also getting get outside with Mother Earth. Mother
yes.
Earth is going to give you guidance. She's going to do healing. Just get outside. Hug a tree. Walk barefoot
okay.
in the grass. You're going to receive
yes.
the positive ion. Surrounding energy that you need. And this is going to
okay.
give you an exchange of love as well. It's going to bring clarity and a new perspective. Does that help?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
I agree 100%, DC. Great suggestion.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
God bless you. And thank you for calling in. And Eileen, that's our show for this evening.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm so honored to be co-host with you.
Oh, and Eileen. We just, you know, we're twisted sisters. We're going to be twisted forever together.
Yeah. Yes.
And we want to thank callers on.
We could. Well,
that were listening.
Yep.
We have a couple callers still online with us. They've had their questions answered. And I want to thank them for, you know, holding on with us and remaining with us throughout the, you know, entirety of the show. That's really beautiful.
Yep.
And
yep.
we look forward, don't we, to connecting again next week. My goodness.
Yes, certainly do. All right, with that said, I want to tell you, DC, I love you and all of our listeners. I know from both of our hearts, we'll say it together, DC. We love you.
I love you.
And
we love everyone listening. Have a good night. Love you, Eileen.
Right.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Angel Angels on Sacred Embers Network. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.